My name is Fiona Reed. I am 16 years old. Today is February 14th, and I'm speaking with Kathy Reed, who is my mom, and we are recording this interview in Cornelius, North Carolina. Why did you decide to move to the U.S.?
Right after I graduated from college, I worked for General Electric, and that's where I met your father. And we dated for 3 years, and then when we decided to get married, I think that's where he decided to continue his career, and so we decided that I will quit my job and then move to the United States.
Wait, but you both worked for like, so why'd you have to quit? Couldn't you just transfer to like the different part?
No, they couldn't do that.
Where did you move when you moved here?
So first I lived, because that's during the transition, Daddy is getting his next job. And so he was still traveling and based out of Connecticut. So I stayed with Nona for like 3 months.
In New York?
Schenectady, yes. So I lived there for 3 months.
Without him?
Well, he'll come back and then he'll go. And I think I also went back home for a month while during this transition, while he's waiting to see where his next assignment is going to be.
So you moved to Kentucky?
Yeah. And then after that, we moved to Kentucky. But I think during those times staying with Nona, it helps too, because Uncle was still at home, so he helped me drive because I never learned how to drive until I was 25. We didn't have to drive when you live in a big city like in Taipei. You know, it's equivalent like in New York. You have public transportation everywhere. You don't have to learn how to drive. So that was a big transition, but it was helpful when they're there to help me. And then we decided to, when he took the job with GE Appliances, we moved to Louisville, Kentucky. That's where the home office is for that department.
Okay. What were some of the challenges you faced when you moved here?
Well, of course, I think leaving your family and friends, that's the hardest part, because you're leaving a environment that you're familiar and you grew up for 28 years, and you go to a new place, different language, different culture, different customs, and on top of that, I have to learn how to drive. I'm a new driver, being age 28.
It was kind of... How long did it take you to learn how to drive?
It didn't take me that long, but I think it's just reading the map in a different language. See, back then we don't have the GPS system yet. You have to read maps.
In English? Like, was that hard
course,
for you?
Of course, yeah.
No. Oh, wait, no, you already knew.
No, but it's, it's new things every day. And then, when he's working and I was at home by myself, I have to, get used to different things. I have to go to a grocery store and go to the shops. I mean, because where I live, you can walk everywhere, and you know that. And when we lived in Louisville, it's like you have to drive everywhere. I remember one time I was trying to cross this big road.
Like on the...
Right, I driving. Was walking. No, oh. No, I think I could... I thought I could just walk. It took me 10 minutes. I couldn't cross. It was a big, big road. It was equivalent to 73. Sanford, but there's no traffic light because it was it was right off the highway. It was a ramp. You can't really cross the street.
Did you cross the street?
I think I finally figured out you really can't, because unless you drive. It was too dangerous. People were driving really fast. So, I think I went somewhere else. But see, little things like that, you take it for granted, but then when you really have to do it, you're like, oh, I guess it's not. So it's a learning process. every single little things. Just like if you ever move to a foreign country, I'm sure there are little things you're going to interface and that it never dawned on you before.
Did you, like, already know how to cook, though, or had, like, Boo-Boo done all the cooking for you?
Oh, well, actually, that's... No, I never really learned how to cook. So that, yeah, and then I start to cook. And Nonna taught me, and Daddy knows how to cook, too, so it kind of helps. So, yeah, and we'll cook together. Yeah, that's new things to learn, too. So it was hard. It was hard. Yeah.
What were some of the most drastic differences between here and Taiwan that you noticed when you moved here?
I think people. I think because when I live in the big city, even though it's my own language and stuff, because I think in the big city, people are colder, people are not as friendly. And then when we live in Kentucky, people are really friendly. I mean, I would go to the grocery store and people will stop me and chit-chat, they talk to me.
Like that you didn't know?
I was surprised. I was surprised because, you know, when you're in the city, I mean, when I was in Taipei, I don't think a stranger necessarily will stop and talk to you. But it's not like they're unfriendly. That's just how it is. And I notice, you know, in maybe LA, in New York, people are more like that. Even though person's distance is closer, because you know, like the public transportation, you're closer to, but you're actually further out, if that makes sense. Because you don't really communicate. You don't necessarily even make eye contact.
Yeah.
But Kentucky and Louisville is very, very friendly. People are nice to you. If you need to turn, you put the blinker on, they let you turn. I mean, nobody cuts in front of you, and people are really nice. And that's also why we kind of picked that place, because I think Daddy could have decided to go to move to Connecticut or Louisville.
Connecticut. What if it's so cold?
Connecticut, one, is very cold, and it's closer to the cities, too. So people are... We just feel, relatively speaking, it's not like people are not nice. Relatively speaking, Louisville will be an easier transition for me.
Did you live in, like... I mean, I've never been to Louisville, but, like...
Yeah, you have. You were little. So first, we couldn't decide where we wanted to live. So we rented an apartment for a year. Just started to get acclimated
to it. Is it kind of like here, though? Like, the, like, neighborhoods, kind of?
Yeah, yeah. But it was an apartment on the first floor. So we rented there for a year, and then we start to learn the area. We decided where do we want to live, and then we start to look for a house in that area. It's near the Cherokee Park. That's like, it's almost like a Myers Park here in Charlotte. It's an older part of the town. It has many beautiful different architecture and different houses. Beautiful. They're very, very old houses. They're all like 100 years old. So that's where we bought the house, our first house.
Cool.
What, the different culture?
Yeah, like, did you notice any difference in the cultures?
Yeah, but they're in small places, you know, like, it's different, but it's not that big. I think, you know, you just have to get acclimated to it. And of course, we celebrate different holidays. I think probably religion will be a big thing, a big difference, because where I'm from, we're Buddhist, and we celebrate.
Did you go to, like, a Buddhist church?
No, we don't have church. We don't have really a gathering.
Do you go pray to the Buddha?
No, there's no temple. Right? There's
but
no
then
temple.
How were you, I mean, like...
No, we don't really practice. It's not like... See, Buddhism is very different than Christian. We don't go to a... Yeah, you go to a temple, but it's not like a regular service.
Oh, like you just go if you like.
Yeah, if you want to go pray. So it's all like between you and the Buddha. It's not like we don't have gathering necessarily. I mean, there are some exist, but I know we never really. My family never really participated in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do notice people are more religious and, you know, they're faithful. They go to church every Sunday. Yeah, so.
If everyone around you was, like, Buddhist in Taiwan, would you say, like, here had, like, more, like, freedom or anything? Or was it just, like, kind of a thing, like, everyone had it? Like, yeah, do they have religious freedom?
Yes, it's free. Yeah, and there are a lot of Christian there, too. They're Christian there. There are Mormons. There are different. There are Muslims. They're different. It's free. It's free. They have the freedom
to believe. But China is China.
Remember, we asked that question when we were in China. I think they do, but have they freedom? Are not right. But they are not allowed to have any type of. Organized, especially political related. If they have any type of language or any opinion is against the politics, they will get shut down. It's very, very controlled.
Yeah.
It's not a free.
Not like really.
Yeah, not like here.
When did Taiwan break like apart from China?
It's 1949. The old government, see, when the... So they have this internal civil war, right? So the communism took over.
Mm-hmm.
And they call the Red China, the Chairman Mao. He took mm-hmm. over. They won the war. So the old government kind of retreated to Taiwan. Taiwan was part of China, okay? And thinking they're going to restore their power and then go back, but they never did. So a lot of people, including my parents, with their parents, they moved with that old government, then retreated to Taiwan in 1949.
That's why.
Yeah, that was towards the end of the, I think that was after the Second World War.
Wait, so by that time was, Bubu and Go, they were already together, right?
No, they were still young then. They all followed their family, moved to Taiwan. And then they met in Taiwan.
Oh, okay. Cool. How long did it take you to get used to the new lifestyle?
I want to say probably a year. Like, try to get acclimated. Because, I mean, I think in the summer he sent me home. So I was able to go home and see my friends and family. And
like all summer? Or just like a month like we used to
I
go?
Maybe went back for a month, yeah. A month.
Did he go back with you?
No, he was working. He was working, I was not. So I went. And then after I got a job, I did.
What was your first job?
So first I worked for this little company that a technical company they make a semiconductor, they make little those computer chips, and because it was manufactured in Taiwan and in China, so they need somebody to speak and talk to their engineer and, you know, help. So I worked there for maybe 6 months
out of Louisville.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I hated it. It was oh my God, it was terrible. Like, I wake up and think about I have to go work, I'll start to cry. I just hated that place. So then I decided to go back to school. Because I couldn't really find a job, like a good job with my, because they don't really, they look at my degree.
What degree really did you, oh, because you had a French.
I have a French degree, and it was not, and then, you know, nobody really want to hire somebody like that. So I decided to go back to school, and Daddy said, so he was going back to, he would do it with me too. The company would pay for him. So I went back full time, and he went back part time, because he already had some business credit, so it didn't take him as long as I would have. So that worked out great. So we graduated.
Did you like
the same
finish
time.
At the same? Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, but I went back full time. So during the day, so I would take some daytime classes too, and then some are nighttime classes. Yeah, so that worked out good. And then after that, I worked for. So before I even graduated, I got an internship with UPS. So the way I got into UPS, because when I worked for that small company, I worked with this lady, I was really close to her, and we both hated that place. Now, her husband has a pretty high-level job in UPS. So when I went back to school, we were still staying in contact. I would go see her, and then so I said, hey, do you think I could get he can help me get an internship? She goes, oh, sure, let me ask. And they needed, that's when the timing was perfect. That's when they started to first open up the route to fly to China. Because they before that, they didn't.
Wait, UPS, like the...
Like deliver packages, yes, yes. So before that, they were not going to China. See, each country, I mean, they started to slowly open. It's not just come right out that they all service that. So I was able to get an internship with them I think 6 months before I graduated. So I work, and then when I graduate, they offer me a job.
Oh, that's good.
I know, because UPS is a great company to work for, but it's very hard to get in. They said they've never had interns. There was me, and then another girl later came work for me for a little bit. They said that's the only two interns they've ever had. Yeah, so that was great. It was a good experience.
And then when you went to school, what'd you get like a degree for, like the second time?
The Master of Business Administration, MBA.
And what'd Daddy get?
The same.
But didn't he already have a business degree?
Yeah, I think he had a finance degree. It's an undergrad degree.
Okay. Do you ever regret moving or miss Taiwan?
Well, of course I miss it, but no, I don't think, I'm not regretting. I think, you know, life is a journey. It kind of brings you to where you should go, and you just embrace whatever happens.
And did you ever, like, after the divorce,
have
like,
I ever
want to move back?
Well, I thought about it. I mean, he offered for me to take you guys away, and I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, he just wanted to be with me. So, but I thought about it, and I think it will be difficult for you, for both of you, because, I mean, I just don't think that will be a good learning. The school system is just not as good. And I also, I am concerned. I don't think it's fair to pull you guys away from him so far. What, you see him, what, once or twice a year? That's crazy. You can't. I don't think that's a good, even though the marriage didn't work out, he's still your father. You still need his guidance growing up. You know, I don't think that would be good. So, no, I decided to stay. And also, you know, I think, relatively speaking, like, so I went back to work. Remember that? So I went back to work.
When? Wait, what do you mean?
When we were getting a divorce, I went back to work.
Wait, so did you not work, like, after you had, like, me and Sky?
That's right, yeah.
Until
so when I was pregnant with you, that's when Daddy started his own business.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so he started in the basement. So he quit his job because I said, okay, I can still work and we will have insurance. We still have a steady paycheck to help to see if this will take off.
Mm-hmm.
So I will work during the day. I'll come home at night. I'll work in the basement with him. And then once it's more steady, he wanted to move to Florida because that's his dream. He always wanted to live on the water. So, and I was pregnant then, and I was kind of tired, you know. So I thought, okay, if, you know, maybe we should follow his career. So I have to quit because I can get transferred.
Did you like Florida?
Yes and no. I think that was, I mean, it was... it was beautiful, it was nice, but I think that's the loneliest time in my life, because, you know, I finally established, I have my school friends, I have my work friends in Louisville, and then we have some friends that we knew mutually lived there. It was a beautiful little city. It was really nice, and I was comfortable. And it was hard, but, you know, then I didn't think much. I kind of feel, okay, that's, you know, his passion that he want to grow the business. So we moved there, but I was not happy there. I was not happy. I mean, he go work all day and I'm home with the little baby.
You weren't happy with me?
Well, I was happy. I was very happy, but at the same time, I was extremely lonely because I didn't have anybody other than him. And I think I probably had some sort of depression. You've heard, like, people after they have babies, they have depression.
No.
Because all your hormone changes. So it was a rough time. And then, so then I went to work with him. We started a separate little different division. I kind of worked there. But it was hard. It was hard working with your husband and you're together all the time. And then I have to send you to preschool and then some kid bit you. You know, I pick you up, you have this big bite mark, and I was all upset. So I kind of worked part-time a little bit just to get out. But I didn't have my own career, per se.
What was your part-time job?
So I work one of the division. We started a separate division, distribution channel. So I was running that, and I would go to the trade shows and contact the vendors and do all that. But that part never took off. That part was never...
Wait, what was the jewelry one, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, the jewelry distribution.
I had something else in mind. I just forgot.
That's okay.
Oh, right. So, like, I feel like we used to go to Taiwan, like...
Every year.
Mm-hmm. Like, did you do that every year, like, before you had us?
Yeah, pretty much. I tried to do that. And also, when I work for UPS, I can fly on the... Before 9/11, we can fly on the UPS jet. So,
before
I went back...
Why not after?
Because then, after that, the security was really tightened up. Because, see, UPS airplane has only the packages and the cargo. So, who can fly on the airplane are the FDA people, the FAA, the government people, and military, and the management of UPS. So, I was the management people. So, you can... We have a system. You can go in and check the load, how many people are in there. And if you can put it in. So I went home a couple times on the 747 on the upper deck. It was really cool.
Wait, were those planes like with packages kind of like uncomfortable though?
No, but they have only four business class seats. So it's very comfortable.
Oh, so it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. The pilot, because there were three of them. The big jet had three of them. They would show up with
three pilots.
Yeah. You have the pilot, co-pilot, and the engineer. Oh. So they would take turns. They bring their sleeping bag. They have pillows. Yeah, so I would bring my pillows. And it was great. So we go through this different security system. We don't go through the regular custom and stuff. I just go through the staff.
You're like a flight attendant?
No, I just walk with the... I think our local, the ground staff will come get me, and then they will get all my paperwork ready. So it was really cool. Nice. And then the captain will heat up my meals, because I don't know how. Like, they will load, because they will see how many people fly there, and then they will load it. You can pick your meals, just like a regular...
Were the meals airplane. Good, though?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's like better good. Than the regular ones now?
No, it's the same. It's the routine. The same kitchen.
And they're
it's
not
the,
good.
The same air kitchen. No, it's not like the business class. They give you white tablecloth or anything. It's still a little box. And I remember the bathroom has no water.
Ew.
Yeah, they just use sanitizer. Because if you load water, it would take up too much weight. Mm-hmm. And they save that for the cargoes.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a very, it was a great experience to see that operation. And I remember we'll go to, Daddy had to take me. Because we leave like 2 o'clock in the morning. So we have to get there at like midnight. Oh wait, between 2 to 4 o'clock, I think. So we'll have to get there like in the middle of the night.
Huh. And then, so you used to go back like all the time, but now...
Yeah, I used to go back once a year.
I thought... Pretty much. I mean, we kind of skipped a couple of years though.
Right, because...
Well, I guess, did you? I think you went back once without us.
I can't remember. Probably sometime. Because sometimes I think Bubu and Dajie came visit. So
when?
There were a few times that before you guys were born.
They no, I'm visit. Saying like in recently years. In recent years. Like, I feel like we haven't gone Dajie as much. Dajie
came, right?
Yeah.
Well, because I start to notice it's kind of boring for you guys when you get... Because I notice when you go home, you guys just... on your device the whole time, yeah. And try to make all those activities arrangements. It's very stressful, and I don't have a car. I don't. We have to depending on other people, mm-hmm. And it's very expensive too.
Yeah. What was like the most recent time you went back? Was that like for Gonggong? Did you go back when mm-hmm. he died?
Yeah, I went. So that
went, like,
year
after.
Yeah, so that year I think I went back 3 times.
Whoa.
I think I took you guys, isn't it? I can't even remember. Because you guys saw him maybe a year before he died. Or that summer.
Probably the summer before?
Yeah, he passed away in September.
Last year.
We went. Did we go in the summer? We went in the winter time because we try to avoid the heat. So we probably went the year before. Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, oh, that was spring break. So we went back spring break, springtime, the year before, 2016. Because he died to September 2016.
It was that long ago?
Yeah.
I remember it so clearly. There's no way. I think it was 2017. Are you sure?
Oh, 17. Yes, you're right. 17. Because now it's 19. Not 18, but 17. Yes.
Okay. And then, when do you plan to go back next?
I don't know. I have to see. I mean, it's...
Expensive.
It's very expensive. I have to see if I could afford it.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.
I'll see if I have to do anything here.
Do we have enough time?
Yeah.
How long did we do it?
Done.
16 minutes?